Books on Tape presents New Spring, the novel, by Robert Jordan. Read by Kate Redding and Michael Kramer. Chapter 1. The Hook. A cold wind gusted through the night across the snow-covered land where men have been killing one another for the past 3 days. The air was crisp, if not so icy as Lan expected for this time of year. It was still cold enough for his steel breastplate to carry the chill through his coat, and his breath to mist in front of his face when the wind did not whip it away. The blackness in the sky was just beginning to fade, the thousands of stars, like the thick scattered dust of diamonds, slowly dimming. The fat sickle of the moon hung low, giving barely light to make out the silhouettes of the men guarding the fireless camp in the sprawling copse of oak and leatherleaf. Fires would have given them away to the Aiel. He had fought the Aiel long before this war began, on the Shinaran marches, a matter of duty to friends. Aielmen were bad enough in daylight. Facing them in the night was as close to staking your life on the toss of a coin as made no difference. Of course, sometimes they found you without fires. Resting a gauntleted hand on his sword in its scabbard, he pulled his cloak back around himself and continued his round of the sentries through calf-deep snow. It was an ancient sword, made with the One Power before the breaking of the world, during the War of the Shadow, when the Dark One had touched the world for a time. Only legends remained of that age, except perhaps for what the Aes Sedai might know. Yet the blade was hard fact. It could not be broken, and never needed sharpening. The hilt had been replaced countless times over the long centuries, but not even tarnish could touch the blade. Once, it had been the sword of Melchiori kings. The next century...